In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 398. How many kinds of contrition are there? Well, there are two kinds of contrition, perfect and imperfect. Question 399. When is our contrition perfect? It's perfect when we're sorry for our sins because sin offends God, whom we love above all things for his own sake. So you have a drawing there, we're at the bottom of page 192, where the young man is facing the crucifix and saying, I'm sorry for my sins because I love God. And thinking about the passion is the best way to acquire perfect contrition. And then for imperfect contrition, the sister is remonstrating with the young man, did you know Our Lady of Fatima showed hell to the three children? It refers to a private revelation where the three children to whom she appeared were allowed to see hell briefly. And so the boy says, I'm sorry for my sins. I don't want to go to hell. Notice the catechism is not making fun or saying that imperfect contrition is bad. It's saying that it's less, not as good of a thing as perfect contrition. This is similar to a friend, say, whom we have offended. We can be sorry for many things about the offense, such as wishing we did not have the humiliation of our failure or the humiliation of apology. But when we are concerned not about ourselves but for the friend, well, we could care less about ourselves in this. And that is the best contrition. So if I go up to somebody and say, I am sorry for offending you. I didn't mean it. I wish to God it didn't happen because it hurt you. And I'm sorry for that. Well, that is an excellent kind of contrition. Now, another kind is, I'm sorry that I said that to you. And I'm going to apologize to the boss, too. And then secretly saying to ourselves, because my bad words might endanger my job. Well, the threat of punishment, again, that is a motivation. And it's not bad, but it's much, much better when it is in sorrow for having offended the person. And in the case of sin, the person of God. Question 400. When is our contrition imperfect? It's imperfect when we are sorry for our sins because they are hateful in themselves or because we fear God's punishment. In question 401, to receive the sacrament and penance worthily, what kind of contrition is sufficient? And the answer is, imperfect contrition is sufficient. So if you're at least sorry about the possibility of going to hell, well, it's very imperfect, but it is contrition still, and we can receive absolution. The Catechism doesn't mention this, but there is even attrition, where the soul cannot manage to bring themselves to any real kind of sorrow, either perfect or imperfect. And in the confessional, the priest works with them, and hopefully, if he can get them to say, well, are you sorry? Or if you're not sorry, do you wish you could be sorry? And often the soul will say yes. And if they say yes to that, then that is sufficient to absolve them. But if they don't even have that, then the priest cannot give them absolution and instead must pray for them and do some penance for them that they somehow do become contrite. Question 402. Should we always try to have perfect contrition in the sacrament of penance? And the answer is yes, because it's more pleasing to God. Because with his help, we can always have it. The trying here that the Catechism is talking about, it's the stirring up of the desire, the pleading with God, the pleading with saints, with our Blessed Mother, our guardian angel, to give us perfect contrition. Sometimes we really have to ask for it. You have to want it. And the stirring up Well, that goes back to question 399, thinking about the passion, thinking about, well, just what does sin do to God? And the traditional view of this is that mortal sin puts a nail in his hand, stabs him in the side with a spear. Imperfect contrition crowns him with thorns, or beats him up, or spits in his face, as the case may be. So when we think of the terrible damage that sin does, that'll help us stir up the desire to get rid of it.